I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, April 15th. What to know about an unprecedented attack on Israel and how the rest of the world is responding. Also, today and for the first time in American history, a former U.S. president will face a criminal trial. We'll tell you what to expect and what's at stake. Plus, a few reminders for you on this tax day. What new features are likely coming to Spotify, and a sports roundup from the highly anticipated WNBA draft to the most prestigious marathon in the world. Those stories and more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, there are now some fears of a wider war in the Middle East in response to the first ever direct Iranian attack on Israel. Iran sent more than 300 drones and missiles toward Israel over the weekend. The attack did have a limited impact since Israel and its allies, like the U.S., shot down nearly all the projectiles that were fired. Now, while the U.S. has reiterated its support for Israel, it's also telling Israel to use restraint and says it will not be taking part in any kind of retaliation. Though Israel has already promised to respond. In fact, Israel's war cabinet met about it yesterday, and several options were reportedly put on the table, but no immediate decision was announced. The UN Security Council also held an emergency meeting where most members condemned the attack and urged Middle Eastern leaders to avoid escalation. Also, the G7 leaders said they would work together to stabilize the situation in the Middle East. Today kicks off the first criminal trial of any former president in American history. Former President Trump is fighting 34 felony counts that say he falsified business records to cover up a hush money payment to an adult film actress. If convicted, this is a case that could land Trump in prison. Specifically, the sentence would range from just probation to as much as 4 years in prison. Though Trump has pleaded not guilty. The trial kicks off today with jury selection. After that, it will be on to opening statements. And then high-profile witnesses are expected to testify, like top aides on Trump's 2016 campaign, Trump Organization employees, executives of National Enquirer's publisher, and so on. The trial is slated to last 6 to 8 weeks, and Trump will have to be there in person every day the court is in session. So most of his campaign events over the next couple of months will likely be happening in New York. U.S. Secret Service has been meeting with New York State court officers and the New York Police Department for weeks over how to boost security at the trial and beyond. Dozens of court officers are being brought in from all around the state. NYPD is also boosting its presence around the area and closing roads in Lower Manhattan. Of course, this is just the first of 4 criminal cases against the former president that's expected to go to trial. So stay tuned. A small town in Texas is reeling from an attack on public service workers and civilians. Authorities say an 18-wheeler intentionally crashed into a Department of Public Safety office in Brenham, about 75 miles northwest of Houston. The man behind the wheel had apparently been denied a commercial driver's license in the same building last week. So the very next day, investigators say he stole an 18-wheeler, led police on a chase along the highway, and drove it into the Department of Public Safety office. It hit the area where the driver's license office and waiting area are located. So DPS workers, troopers, and civilians were badly injured. 6 of them had to be airlifted or driven to hospitals, and 1 person died. The driver apparently tried to back up and crash into the building a second time, but first responders stopped him. The man is now facing multiple felony charges and the building is shut down. The Texas Rangers are leading the investigation. The U.S. is in for more severe weather this week with two separate systems moving through. The first one has already started. And with that one, there's a chance of strong storms from Ohio to Pennsylvania and into New York. Damaging wind, hail, and tornadoes are all possible. Then an even bigger storm system is expected to take shape today. This one could bring the threat of severe weather from Texas all the way up to South Dakota. And again, we're talking about strong winds, large hail, and tornadoes, which are most likely tonight and into the overnight hours. The areas most at risk are in western Oklahoma and northern Texas. Then tomorrow, the severe storm threat shifts east, and severe weather will be possible over parts of Iowa and Missouri. Heavy rain is also a concern with both of these systems, adding to what's already been an extremely rainy April. In fact, this storm could make it the wettest April on record for parts of the country. We have much more news for you still ahead. But first, a quick thanks to our sponsor, ZocDoc. So I'm guessing we all know what it's like to sort of put on a happy face when we're not actually exactly happy, or to just not say anything to that family member or colleague who drives you crazy, but it's just not worth it. Well, while you may have to grin and bear it with some people, none of us should have to feel that way with our doctors. We deserve to have doctors that allow us to open up without feeling judged, who listen and actually want to help us be healthy. Enter ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. I always check ZocDoc anytime I'm looking for a new doctor, and I really appreciate how easy it is to filter those search results to exactly what I need. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. The solar eclipse may have been the biggest sky show of the year, but today kicks off another reason to look up: meteor shower season. And it starts with one of the oldest, the Lyrids meteor shower. This year, the Lyrids start tonight and last through the end of the month. The peak, when the most shooting stars are expected, is set to happen next week. Every year in mid to late April, the Lyrids typically produce 10 to 20 bright, fast meteors per hour at their peak. And sometimes there can be as many as 100 an hour. And all you really need to do to try and catch a glimpse of the meteor shower, if the weather is clear, is go outside after dark and look up. It also helps if you're in an area with as little light pollution as possible, and experts say you should plan on spending 30 minutes to an hour looking at the night sky so your eyes can adjust to the darkness. Unfortunately, women seem to be facing more alcohol-related health issues than in years past. A new study published by the American Medical Association looked into insurance claims data from 2017 to 2021. And researchers found that during the first year and a half of the pandemic, women ages 40 to 64 were significantly more likely than expected to deal with serious complications. For example, alcohol-related heart and liver disease, as well as severe withdrawal. And this backs up what another recent study found, that deaths from excessive alcohol use in the U.S. have gone up by nearly 30%. It found men still die more often from drinking-related causes, but that deaths among women are climbing at a faster rate. With all of this said, many doctors are now just hoping more people realize the real health consequences that can come from heavy drinking patterns. And those who struggle to cut back are encouraged to reach out for help. The White House has unveiled yet another round of student debt cancellation. This latest announcement impacts more than 200,000 borrowers under what's known as the SAVE plan. The SAVE plan basically helps more people become eligible for forgiveness under a federal repayment plan that's been offered for decades. The terms are just more generous now. When the option was created in the 1990s, it was meant to help people struggling to afford payments on standard loans. It capped monthly payments to a percentage of their incomes and canceled any unpaid debt after 25 years. Well, now that's down to 10 years. The plan eliminates interest growth and more. Already, though, two new lawsuits are challenging the changes. Two groups of Republican-led states arguing the Biden administration is overstepping its authority. They also say the plan undermines a separate cancellation program that encourages careers in public service. Of course, this is not President Biden's only attempt at student loan cancellation. Just last week, he highlighted a separate proposal to reduce or cancel loans for more than 30 million borrowers in five categories. And that's also facing some pushback. To be continued. Spotify seems to be working on a new feature to turn all subscribers into DJs. As The Wall Street Journal reports, the audio streaming company is getting ready to debut do-it-yourself song remixing. The feature will apparently let users speed up, slow down, mash up, and otherwise edit songs. The Journal cites sources who say the idea is to appeal to more young users, since people in their teens and 20s are used to being able to manipulate music for social media already. But on Spotify, music labels and artists will reportedly still get paid for the altered versions of their songs, which isn't always the case on other platforms, though the licensing agreements still need to be worked out. So it's not clear yet when the feature will make its official debut. There's a lot going on for sports fans this week. First up, let's talk golf. As expected, Scottie Scheffler won the Masters yesterday for the second time in 3 years, solidifying his spot as the number one ranked golfer in the world. The winner share for this year's Masters is $3.6 million. Next up, basketball. The WNBA draft is happening tonight in Brooklyn, New York. And for the first time, fans will be there to watch. Of course, Caitlin Clark is expected to be the first pick going to the Indiana Fever. You can watch the WNBA draft starting at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN. And finally, the stage is set for what's considered the most prestigious marathon in the world. Today, nearly 30,000 athletes from 130 countries are expected to join the Boston Marathon, with more than 500,000 spectators cheering them along the route. For a lot of people, the race brings back painful memories of the 2013 bombing. But this year, law enforcement says there aren't any specific credible threats that they're worried about. And there will still be enhanced safety measures that have been in place ever since 2013. All right, that's it for the main news. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Ever since we moved, I've been trying to get real about the things in my closet that I'm actually wearing and using, and the things that I really just need to donate or get rid of already. And since getting my Honey Love leggings, shapewear, and more, my old stuff just does not make the cut. That's because I'm choosing Honey Love's Legging 2.0 pretty much every time I go into my closet. And when I need to wear a dress to a special event, the old shapewear that rides up is not going to be my pick. Instead, Honeylove has changed the game. All of their items, from leggings to shapewear to bras, are designed to be comfortable, functional, and make you feel great. And I can tell you, they do just that. Treat yourself to the best bras, leggings, and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/newsworthy. And after your purchase, they ask where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Okay, now back to Money Monday. Tax day is here, and that means for most Americans, today is the deadline to file federal income tax returns or extensions. And that is, unless you're in Maine or Massachusetts, taxpayers in those states have until Wednesday, since they observe Patriots Day today and Emancipation Day is Tuesday. Taxpayers in federally declared disaster areas might also have a little more time to file. The IRS put out new statistics on Friday that show the average refund amount is now more than $3,000. If you still need to file today, the IRS says doing so electronically and choosing direct deposit is the fastest way to get a refund. One more thing you should keep in mind. If you plan to file for an extension today, that will give you another 6 months. But it won't give you an extension on any payment you might owe. The IRS has resources on its website for free filing software or free fillable forms. We added the link in today's episode notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.